I'm thoroughly enjoying this. I don't miss anything. It's like today we had cupcakes for our boss for a baby shower or whatever. I had no interest in eating them. It's just, they're like sickeningly sweet to me. It's just, I'm absolutely enjoying this way of eating because
you know what you should do?
What?
You should carry around some bacon, and then when other people are having cupcakes, just pull the bacon out of your pocket and just chew on bacon.
You know what? There's almonds at my desk. I have almonds.
Hard boiled eggs.
I like
now if you pull those out of your pocket, you're gonna get some looks.
Yeah, that's
but right. Actually, you know you know where you could store if you leave them in the shell. Right. You know you could store them
in my pants.
In your pants, right. And then it would look like you're big fatty.
Right. So, with the big balls.
Right.
Right. Exactly. He can't use this clip on his show because there's music behind it. But that's all right. It doesn't really. We just wasted a big fatty reference. We'll never get any publicity out of that. So anyway, I just wanted to say. So I'm really enjoying this. I hate to call it a diet.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
If you pull those out of your pocket, you're going to get some looks.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1151 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 26th of June, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna. Big Fatty, you don't know what you're gonna do. Hello, discombobulators. Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I got to say, you know, that I oftentimes say that it was a productive day in the coal mine, and it is, but y'all, today, Monday, well, y'all, it was, I don't know what it was, but it was, I was super productive today, and it's just very unlike Big Fatty sometimes, but y'all, I just got a lot done, y'all. I'm going to tell you something. When you're super productive and you're working on things, y'all, that tick-a-tock just keeps on clocking. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, we love when the tick-a-tock just keeps going, and y'all, it makes for a much shorter day. Y'all came home at lunchtime, what did I do? Oh, I had some soup. Y'all, I'd had a cone beef last week, and y'all, I took the remainder of that and the cabbage from that 4-pound cabbage. Remember me talking about the 4-pound cabbage? And, y'all, I turned it into some cabbage and cone beef soup. And y'all, I put a little jalapeno pepper in there also. Y'all, I'm watching the Weather Rat right now. And y'all, we're in the cone. And Big Fatty, how is that spelled? That's C-O-N-E. That's not C-O-R-N. It's the cone of Debbie. And y'all, I tell you what, that stone down there in the Gulf of Mexico, you know, down there where the Mexicans are. Y'all, it doesn't seem to be doing anything. I saw on the Twitter that Guru Nudie, with y'all, it's just flooding land in Tampa. And y'all, old J.C. Mopple, and Cabba, they are, they're in their new house. Y'all, it's a Category 4, hurricane home. But y'all, I don't know if it's ready for storm damage flooding. So we send out thoughts to everybody down there, and for all of you down there in the Orlando. I know Jay is down there in the Orlando, because he follows me on the Twitter. Yes, Big Freddy. And I'm sure there are other people that I'm not thinking of. The pot is my co-pilots. Two of them are down, man. Y'all, I know they're just getting TT'd on. It's a muck. It's just a muck. But y'all, the weather rat doesn't know if the cone is gonna bring Debbie up near Charleston or not. But anyway, y'all, it's a mess. It's a mess, and it's a mess. It's not gonna be solved anytime soon. You got that right, Big Freddy. Y'all, speaking of a mess, over the weekend, they had on the TV machine that it was the weekend was the 40th anniversary of the Deliverance. Y'all, it's probably the most famous banjo solo. Big Fatty, that ain't all it's famous for. But happy anniversarium to all of you who enjoy squealing like a pig. Big Fatty, please. We're having Cheerios. And y'all, another anniversarium that I forgot to mention. Yesterday's little show, along with Timmy Sims, doing his 200th episode of his booze, y'all. That the Ramble Reedheed, y'all. He's put out 500 little shows, so I think that's lovely, just lovely. And I think on about four of them, other people got to talk. Big Fatty, you're just being ugly. We love you, Tom. You know we love you. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of Big Fatty being crazy, y'all, this was something in the newspaper last week that I meant to mention. But y'all, they had a thing. They had a thing on the TV machine about they had an X. You could do an X-ray now. The X-ray would tell you if you were going to get the old timers disease. And y'all, I don't know it. I don't know how they do it, but y'all, it made Big Fatty wonder. You know, if you had that option to get that X-ray. Well, I guess everybody has that option if you got enough money. But y'all, would you want to know it? So I don't know. Just a Big Fatty, we already know you've got it. Yeah, guys, see y'all going over here to spotting Big Fatty. Seems like the last one that Big Fatty saw was Big Fatty celebrating World Jugglers Day, and those women that wearing outfits that they shouldn't be wearing. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like you. Y'all, then there's Big Fatty celebrating Eat Your Vegetables Day, and y'all, of course, there's nothing but a big old avocado. I'm surprised it's not covered in mayonnaise on there. Big Fatty was celebration. Big Fatty, you can't even talk. Celebrating International Panic Day. And y'all, it's the ruination panic button. And you just push on that and Big Fatty goes, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that should put everything into a panic. World Sauntering Day. Y'all, evidently Big Fatty is sauntering around the world in three different outfits there. Big Fatty, you just look lovely. And y'all, this Big Fatty celebrating Ice Cream Soda Day. And y'all, Big Fatty is just the cherry on top. You said it, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello. Message is for Poodle. McNoodle.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's for me.
Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm enjoying playing Words with Friends with you.
Yes, it's lovely.
But could you let Big Fatty play now?
Why?
Because when I play Big Fatty, I always win.
Oh.
Hello.
Ooh.
Oh. Whispering. I don't know what to
say. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Kathy Bacon is going on vacation.
Yes.
Vacation.
Lovely.
January 1st to July 2nd.
Lovely.
Yahoo.
Hello.
Okay. Of course I'd rather be going to Vegas.
Yes.
Anyway, going to Florida, though, next year.
Lovely.
All right. If you take my pauses out, I'm going to... If you take my pauses out, I'm going to be offended.
Oh.
Those are pregnant pauses. Oh. Leave them alone.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell Big Fatty not to take them out because you don't need to be.
Take it away.
Oh, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, she is on, she's, the way, K, right now, y'all, it sound like she was on her way to emptying a bottle of Captain Morgan also with that, call to Poodle McNoodle, but, y'all, let me just tell you something. Miss Bacon is going to be terribly, terribly offended, when Big Fatty gets, through with that that call, because y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. That call would have gone on about 3 minutes if I left the pregnant pause. Y'all, they're not pregnant. They are in the third trimester, and they're past due. They're past due. Those pauses are so long. So sorry, Miss Bacon, you'll just be offended. But y'all, she wasn't that offended because she called back.
Fatty, this is Kathy Bacon. I'm calling to RSVP Vegas, and I'm RSVPing my regrets. I just saw a couple messages from people saying, can't wait to see you in Vegas, and I just want to let everybody in the world know that I'm not going to Vegas. So anyway, I'm not. The other thing is, you know, sometimes I'm like, I shock myself with how, like, dumb I am. Well, seriously. And because that package that I mailed that disappeared just came back today, I forgot to put the P.O. box number on it. So, all right, I guess that's an essential part of whatchamacallit. So what? I paid $1. Well, my son paid $1.95 to mail it. So anyway, I'm just stimulating the postal service economy. So anyway, look forward to hearing all the shows on vacation for the next 11 days. Bye.
Bye. Yes, Miss Bacon, I hope you're having a lovely vacay. Y'all, I believe she was out in Wyoming, y'all, going to see some sort of blowhard. Y'all, I did not realize that the Vons, was in Wyoming right now, but y'all, evidently some sort of this big gaping maw that spews forth. And just, but anyway, Miss Bacon, enjoy yourself, and please, if you ever need to know the address to send Big Fatty a package, it's right over there at the BFO under the top of the heap. Yes, Big Fatty, we all know where it is. Now, please move forward.
Big Fatty, this is Dr. Stone, and I have a question for you.
Dear Gussie, if we've got a question, Dr. Stone, then we've got to play this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, as you know, it's time for Ask Big Fatty. And y'all, our question today comes in from the lovely and talented Dr. E. Pluribus Stone from the Live It Up Little Show.
I went to see a performance of Wicked this Friday night, and they had stand-ins and they had understudies for the same character. So I wanted to know, what's the difference?
Well, Dr. Stone, thank you for calling the BFO, because, you know, when you think of Broadway, you think of Big Fatty. But and you said stand-in, but I couldn't find the term stand-in, but there was a term stand-by.
versus an understudy. So I'm going to assume that it's pretty much the same kind of question. A standby and an understudy are both terms that refer to an actor who is ready to replace another in their absence. According to Actors Equity, there's no contractual difference between a standby and an understudy. A standby is considered a more prestigious billing term, and although it has generally come to refer to one who is a non-performing member of the show, whose sole job is to replace an actor if need be, it is not the case by definition. Understudy generally refers to a cast member of the show, usually an ensemble member, who also knows the part of another and will step in if need be. Yes, Big Fatty, you're just a wealth of knowledge. Yeah, Gussie, Mr. Dr. Stone, I saw that in the program when Wicked was here in Charleston also, and I didn't know the difference either, and I had never heard the term standby, and you know, the term stand-in, you know, to me, that would be someone who is dressed as the character, but is just like maybe comes and stands in a background kind of scene, or a scene that doesn't require facing the audience or reciting words or something like that, while the other actor is maybe off doing a quick costume change or something like that, but they're standing in on the stage. I don't know if that's true or not. Perhaps that Mr. Pat Geik from over there at the Don't Quit Your Day Job, or perhaps the Vons, yo, who is, you know, is very important in the theater world. In fact, y'all, just to let you know, Dr. Stone tweeted that question to me, and I had to decline the tweet, because, y'all, there's only one show that is allowed to have a tweet me a question segment, and, y'all, I did not want to get into any kind of litigation or anything with this with the high rollers, as they say. But anyway, y'all, when I told Dr. Stone to please send it by voice letter to avoid litigation, I got a twat. Big Freddy, isn't that the truth? Y'all, speaking of twats, did you see this grandmother on the school bus? Y'all, I tell you what, they were harassing. There was harassment of the grandmother on the school bus. And y'all, all these people have donated money to the grandmother for her pain and suffering. Y'all, she's got over $500,000 in donations. Well, y'all, let me just tell you something. You know, I mentioned that I was on that Stick It With a Poke Eye little show gathering on Friday night, y'all. And quite frankly, I felt like that abused grandmother. Y'all, they were just being ugly too. Just as ugly as they can be. And y'all, I think that the only way to make Big Fatty whole again, and that is with a W. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you being whole, is for y'all, for people to donate $500,000 for Big Fatty's vacation fund. And y'all, I'm sure I'll be able to get over the pain and suffering. Oh, dear Gussie, of that. Y'all, I just saw the weather rat, and it looks like that Hurricane Debbie is going to cut across the Orlando area. And y'all, that's not good news for old Veda, because old Veda's going down there to the Orlando area again. And y'all, he's staying in the emerald encrusted motorhome, y'all. I think it is the new vibe, if you will. He's gonna be staying down there, so it won't be as bad having mushy underpants. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about any kind of mushy underpants or anything else that has to do with underpants, right, Adam?
If you pull those out of your pocket, you're gonna get some looks.
It's true, y'all. I pulled them out at Patrick.com and got looks.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.